The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, August 11th, 2013, for those listening live, and it's your time, whatever that might be, if you're listening to the recording. In either case, welcome to the program today. I am back home after my own journey over the last couple of weeks, and quite happy to be here with you again today. So, take a deep breath, and let's make those connections. To start with, as usual, we will begin by connecting with our own divine energy, our own energy of mastery, our own spiritual essence, whatever you want to call it, soul, higher self, oversoul, divinity. In any case, what you're doing in this moment is just allowing that to expand, choosing for that to expand in your experience. So open in whatever way works best for you, through your heart, through the Dantian, through some other PowerPoint, or in a more nebulous way, just opening up to allow your own divinity and mastery to fill you at the physical level, at the emotional level, at the mental level, filling your aura and your energy field, and flowing out into all of those energetic connections you have with others that we call relationships. And just as you allow yourself to breathe that energy into expansion within your experience, just let yourself relax into it. No need to push at it, no need to force it. This is about opening and allowing what already is to become more apparent. All right. And as we continue, we move forward with the knowledge, with the awareness, with the intention that this connection that we've just opened is going to remain at least this open during the time we share here today. And we open to the next connection, and that's the connection with our Mother Earth, our physical basis in reality, in experience. And so, for some, it will be easiest to open through the chakras of the feet, for others, through the root, for others, the cells of the body, especially the skin. But open in whatever way serves you best, feels best to you, to allow yourself to receive a higher experience of the love and support of our Mother Earth, filling you at the physical, emotional, and mental levels, flowing into and filling your aura, your entire energy field, and flowing out to support and to ground all of your relationships. And just allow yourself to breathe with that, and to whatever degree it might come up at this moment, allow yourself to step into gratitude as well. in stepping into gratitude for that receiving and sending that gratitude back to our Mother Earth, we open up more space to receive her love and support. So allow yourself to do that to whatever degree feels right for you right now. And knowing that this connection will remain at least this open during our time here today, we move to the next level of opening, and that is to connect with our spiritual helpers, our angels and guides, our masters, the ascended masters and teachers that we work with, our spiritual mentors, etc. Terminology is less relevant than the opening. So open in whatever way works best for you, through the heart, through the third eye, through the crown, or in whatever other way. And again, breathe in and allow yourself to receive that support and love that they offer, filling you at the physical, the emotional, and the mental levels. Filling your aura, filling your energy field, and flowing out into all of your relationships, supporting them from that spiritual place as well. And breathe into that, allowing that to expand fully. Once more, to whatever degree you can connect with gratitude for this support that is ongoing, this support that is permanent, we would have you do that as well. To allow yourself to make this experience of receiving that much deeper. And as you send out that gratitude, you open into even more of the receivership of this love and support. Or another way to look at it, of this acknowledgement of the divinity that you are, and this acknowledgement of the inherent difficulty of being here in body sometimes. All right, let's now connect with each other more consciously, the Exposing the Masters Within community. Allow yourself to open to the mass consciousness that we share of the intention to experience empowerment, of the intention to experience our divinity, of the intention to become self-realized, whatever way of looking at it works best for you, whatever terminology might work best for you, connect with that and open to it, because we are not walking this path alone. We walk it with each other, and at times it may feel very lonely, we may feel very alone, like we have to do it all by ourselves, but the more we can connect into the energy of the community, the more we can be lifted by that shared intention. We don't have to generate all of the energy for transformation purely from within ourselves. We can connect with the energy of transformation that is in this community and open into transformation more easily thereby. So allow yourself to breathe that energy in to fill you at the physical, emotional, and mental levels, to flow into and fill your aura and your entire energy field, and to flow out into all of your relationships. For as you, as I, as we acknowledge this divinity, this community of divinity, we can feel more supported in connecting divinely in all of our relationships. So, allowing yourself again to know that this will remain open to this degree throughout the time that we are here today, allow yourself to open to the next level. And this time, it's a much larger energy. This is the community of all light workers, all of those who are consciously working to open into their empowerment, consciously working to expand their self-awareness, their divine awareness. Again, a multitude of ways we can talk about it. But that is a much larger pool of energy supporting this desire that we each share to come into our empowerment, to connect with our divinity, to live our mastery. And so again, allow yourself to drink deeply of that energy, of that mass consciousness, filling yourself at the physical, emotional, and mental levels, allowing it to flow throughout and fill your aura and your entire energy field, and again, flowing out to support and fill your relationships so that you can more completely connect with this energy when you are seeking to connect with others. Wonderful. And so, again, knowing that we keep this connection open throughout the time that we are sharing here today, to at least this level, allow yourself to move to the next level. And this is a connection with all of humanity. At times, and I'll get to this a little more fully as we go into the topic today, but at times it can feel like we are, again, very much doing all of this by ourselves. And yet there is a core energy, I believe, in each of those in a human body at this time, a core desire, and that's the desire for things to be better, in whatever way that might be defined by an individual within their circumstances. That desire is profound, and it's one that we all share, and I believe that it comes from that spark where we are fully connected with our divinity. And granted, coming down into the experience of separation, we definitely agreed to close off a great majority of the energy of that spark. And yet there is still some of it accessible. Ah, and so this is about opening up into that accessibility, about opening up to that spark of mass consciousness that all of humanity shares, of moving toward a better tomorrow. And so allow yourself to connect with that energy. Breathe into that. Allow that to flow into and fill your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your entire aura and your entire energy field, and flow out into all of your relationships. Because the more we know from inner experience, the more we know that we are all walking the same path, the easier it is for us to connect with each other at the deeper level, the easier it is for us to get along with each other, at least in theory. Sometimes theory and practice aren't exactly the same place, but open up to that. And again, knowing that this as well will remain open, all of these supports are going to remain open throughout the time that we are here today sharing, we can step forward then into the actual topic that we'll be exploring. And for those of you who were listening last week, you heard me sharing from the Grand Tetons, the mountain range in Wyoming. That is one of my favorite places on the planet. That is, for me, an extremely powerful place, and I think that's true for many. And the work that group that I was with were doing there was quite wonderful. Not necessarily something that is in the scope of what I'm here to talk about today, but definitely, definitely powerful. And I did hear from some of you notes of gratitude about sharing that and sending that energy from the Tetons and out of the work that I had just completed with the group that I was with there. So definitely some of you felt that even over the airwaves last week. And what I'd like to talk about here is, to a degree, what that experience was for me in a larger context, because I think it has something to say that's a little more universal than just the specifics of what I was experiencing. And And so there's a few things I want to talk about today. One is the idea of spiritual pilgrimage, which I've touched on before. Another is the idea of initiation, which I have, again, touched on before, but not in this way. And to start with, I'd like to bring that through a lens of, surprise, another book that I'm reading. And this is a book written by Joseph Campbell, for those of you who are familiar with him. He's written a tremendous amount on myth and the unifying underlying symbology and themes of myths across time and culture all around the planet, etc. And so there are, well, he's written several works that are very good. All of the material I've come across and read of his or experienced. He did a long PBS interview with Bill Moyers that is marvelous. But the particular book that I'm reading right now, rereading perhaps, I'm not sure if I've read this before or not. If I did, it was a long time ago, is called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And not to be sexist, and I don't think he was being sexist, although the book was written in 1949. So hero or heroine, insert whatever works for you and your gender, whatever way you can think about it the best and from the greatest place of power. But what he's talking about in this book, the core of this book, is about not just the specific symbolism in each one of these cultures or each one of these stories, but the universal piece underneath. And he's talking about the hero's journey. So this is it's in mythology, it's in religion, it's in stories that come down to the modern day. As I've been reading this, things like The Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and some of these epics that we have as part of our modern culture, part of the reason they resonate so strongly is because they speak the language, the universal language of symbol. So part of what Campbell does is he touches upon psychology as well. There's a lot in here about symbology and dream interpretation and things like that. But again, the underlying story that we have in so much of the common human culture is the story of the hero's journey. And I think, and I'm not saying that he doesn't say this, but I want to apply this specifically to this journey that we're on, this journey of awakening into divine empowerment, this journey of awakening into the mastery that we already have. And very early in the book, he boils down the hero's journey, the mythological adventure of the hero, he calls it, is a very simple formula. It's only three parts, essentially. It consists of separation, it consists of initiation, and then it consists of return. And so, well, that struck me. That struck me as so many truths do, as very profound in its simplicity. One of the first things that struck me about it was the concept or the idea that I have heard expressed so many times by people that I've worked with, by people who have responded to the radio program or some other bit of work that I've done. I don't know about you personally, but so many of the people walking this path have said, I've never felt like I belonged, or some variation on that, you know. I felt like the outsider in my family. I didn't seem to fit with them. I didn't fit with the religion or the school or whatever experiences I had early on. I felt like the square peg trying to get into the round hole. I just didn't fit. And so while in some ways this separation, initiation, and return speaks to the core separation that we feel from our divinity that we chose to step into coming into body. And I know some people dislike this term, and I understand why, but as seekers, as explorers in realms of consciousness and empowerment might be a better way to put it. As discoverers might be an even better way to put it. It's not just about seeking, it's about finding. I'm reminded of Jesus' statement, "Seek and ye shall find." So in that sense, I do like the word seeker. When it's from a place of empowerment, because as a seeker, I am going to find. But we start with that experience of separation. And what comes to mind is something that I certainly have been seeking myself to live more fully. And I've come to be fairly comfortable with this. It's not that I don't have pain when something negative happens to me, that I don't experience it. But often, part of what helps me to move the pain most fully is the concept, the idea, that in that separation, which pain is a reflection of, pain is telling me I'm not fully comfortable with this. I'm not fully comfortable with the experiences I'm having. I'm not fully comfortable with this particular situation in my life. I am feeling separate from this person. I am feeling separate from this group. I am feeling separate from my work or my partnership or my family or my friends or my community. It's that experience of separation that acts as the catalyst, so that we will actually seek change. For me, one of the transformations I'm attempting to make right now is to transform my conscious path much more in the direction of actively seeking because I'm choosing to, than trying to move away from that energy of separation and pain. But that's a process. That's a work in progress. And I know a number of other people who are seeking to do the same thing, who are desiring to do the same thing on their path. But I think it's not an accident that the experience of separation is what starts the hero's journey. Because, and I can say this almost universally, the people that I have worked with in the nearly 20 years of offering healing work of one kind or another, that it's the pain of something that triggers us onto the path in the first place. I don't believe I have ever met, and if you're the exception to this, please let me know. But I don't believe I have ever met or talked with someone who got onto a path of actively seeking empowerment or healing from the polarity that is the positive polarity. In other words, I have so much joy in my life, I would like to have more joy in my life, and so I'm going to go through these processes, these initiations, these difficulties to get me to a better place. Because that's what this is about, this hero's journey. The hero's journey is to seek a better experience. And that's the journey that we're all on. And I think that's one of the powerful pieces of this for me, is to step into a place, not trying to step into ego, not trying to step into arrogance, not trying to step into some false sense of self. But I think on the spiritual path, we spend a lot of time in false humility, in trying to live up to the humble ideals, especially of Christianity. And in doing so, I think we lose some of the strength of acknowledging how difficult this is. and how amazing it is that in spite of the difficulty, we choose to keep going. We choose to keep moving forward. We may get knocked on our butt, but we get back up again. And that, in some ways, is astonishing. And yet, it's not that uncommon. Yes, we may know of people, certainly there are stories, about those who just quit. Walk away and quit from whatever. But the people that I've known for years walking this path are people who are committed, in spite of the difficulties, to continuing to move forward. And I just want to celebrate that. I want to applaud that. And I would offer that to you. I don't know your whole story, any of you, even the ones I've worked with the most, I don't know your whole story. But let me offer you my congratulations that you're still here. Not just in body, but that you're still here walking this path in spite of the difficulties. That the separation may have put you there, but you're still walking the path anyway. You're still walking this journey to seek your own empowerment, to seek that connection with your divinity, to expand it and expand it and expand it. Because it's not been easy. So, breathe that in. Accept my congratulations. And pat yourself on the back. One of the things that I find funny when it happens, and it happens regularly in channeling sessions, is Osiris often, or whoever else I may be channeling, will come in and they will, the person I'm channeling for, will start to talk about what's going on that's negative, what they're trying to shift, etc. And that's all fine and good. But one of the things that those ascended masters will do is say, all right, let's focus for a moment in a different way. Let's focus on how far you've come. And so just pick a moment in time, maybe 5 years ago, and it's not about remembering the details, what was actually going on in your life at that time, but just open up energetically and breathe into how you felt overall 5 years ago. And so they'll breathe into that. And, wow, feels very different than it does today, than I do today. And again, I know I've mentioned this before, but one of the things that we as humans tend to do is focus on what's wrong. What's the next thing for me to fix? What's the next thing for me to solve? What's the next piece where I feel separate, disconnected from my life, out of place, out of sorts, out of my mind, and try to solve that, because that's part of what we do down here. We're problem solvers. But because of that, it's very difficult a lot of the time to acknowledge all that we've already done. And quite frankly, to acknowledge the many ways in which our life has shifted for the better. And I don't necessarily mean the external ways, because that's not what it's about ultimately. It's not about going from tons of debt to having millions of dollars. It's not about going from being alone to having the perfect relationship of partnership. It's not about going from being unheard of to going and being famous. Those things may happen, but this path is the path of the inner journey. It's the path of the inner transformation. It's the path of changing our inner experience, opening into that place where our inner experience is the divine experience. And what does that do? It changes our definitions. It changes our programs. It changes how we look at ourselves, how we value ourselves, how we experience our value. And so it's much less about the external than it is about that internal. And take a breath. And just again acknowledge what you've done and how different your life is now than it used to be. Whether you've been on the path for 10 minutes or 10 years, I'm willing to bet that life is different than it was before you stepped on the path. Now, stepping on the path is not always easy. A lot of times people struggle and struggle and struggle, fight against stepping onto the path. Why? Well, what are they going to think of me? I mean, I go back to the, I guess, 7 years I spent after I knew that Catholicism didn't have the answers. After I walked out of church that morning and with the firm awareness in me that they didn't know what the hell they were talking about. But I spent at least 7 years before I was willing to share that. And I only shared it under protest. I was, you might say, almost forced into it by circumstances. And so I was avoiding it because I didn't want to deal with the shame. I didn't want to express myself. And so I didn't feel safe expressing myself. That's definitely part of it. Didn't feel like it was going to be acceptable in my society, in my family, going to Catholic school, for me to speak up and say, wait a minute, this doesn't serve me. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't feel right to me. I wasn't enough in my power, and so I spent that time hiding it, hiding what I knew. And so that's another piece of this for me, that the more we go forward, the more willing we are to allow this transformation to be seen. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Because the fear is, I think I've mentioned this before as well, the fear is even greater separation. The piece that I meant, that I think I've mentioned before, is the idea that the worst punishment that could be meted out in societies probably not that long ago, certainly go back 1,000 years or less, and the worst punishment, in many ways worse than death, was banishment, was separation, being cut off from the community, because that's what we knew and that's where our safety lived. And so while I look back and go, wow, I really managed to hide that, at the same time, as a 12-year-old to a 19-year-old, I wasn't certainly in a place where I was ready to actively break social convention. Well, right now, I actively break it all the time. I don't put it in other people's face necessarily unless they come at me. But now I consciously choose separation. I choose separation from that mass way of looking at things as a way to have freedom so that I can actually explore these experiences that we share here. So that I can go out there, outside the boundaries of what others would look at as conventional or safe or acceptable or sane, so that I can change my inner experience. So for me now, I've had a great shift in that possibility to be in interaction with the world and in interaction with each other. But it took me a long time to get there. And so whether you are fully embracing that, fully embracing stepping outside of societal boundaries, or whether you're at the beginning of stepping into accepting that. Again, to me, that is less relevant than the recognition that that's what we're doing. Because if we follow what our dominant culture says is most important, we would simply not be walking this path toward empowerment, toward spirituality, toward self-awareness, self-recognition, etc. Because that's not what our culture values. So in that sense, every one of us is a rebel. Every one of us is a radical. Every one of us is outside the boundaries of what is okay. And I personally am more okay with that than I've ever been before. And I hope that along the way, that that's one of the things that I'm supporting you in as we do this program each week, is supporting you in feeling like you are better able to step outside of those boundaries to seek for what you desire and to open into what you desire more fully. And so that to me is a helpful idea, that we're walking this hero's path and the first step on it is separation. I'm not doing something wrong that I'm feeling separate. That's a requirement to get where I'm desiring to go. And to know that and to step into that more consciously, for me, is freeing. And that may or may not be the case for you, but I offer it out there because of the degree to which it's an idea that has freedom in it. You know, it's not. The discomfort is never a sign that we're doing something wrong. It's a sign that we have an opportunity to step in a new direction, to experience a different reality, and to empower ourselves in another way. So, if you will, take a moment and breathe that in. And I'm looking at the time here going, wow. Wow, I guess this is going to be a more than one episode, more than one program topic, because we're still not through with separation yet and already past the halfway mark in the program today. So I guess I'm ready to step into that next piece, which is an initiation, which has interesting connotations, I think. And so one of the things I did before the program today, once I got the clarity this is what I would be talking about, is I actually pulled up the dictionary and looked up initiation to see what the dictionary had to say about it, because I was just curious. And we can ignore the ones that are kind of self-definitional, the act or instance of initiating, the condition of being initiated, and go to the second one, which is a ceremony, ritual, test, or period of instruction with which a new member is admitted to an organization or office or to knowledge. And so we can think of, you know, initiation into secret societies. We can think of lots of things like that. An initiation as a specific ceremony. And we can even look at things like, again, I raised Roman Catholic, so I have the sacraments, and baptism is an initiation, and confirmation is an initiation, and marriage is an initiation, and the last rites are an initiation, and the initiation into the priesthood is an initiation, etc. And so we, as a culture, or multiple cultures layered to create this larger culture that we in, we certainly have initiations. A graduation is an initiation ceremony, essentially. It's an acknowledgement of things. The Hispanic idea, what is the quinceañera, the celebration when the girl turns 15, or the Jewish celebration of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah for the girls, celebration when they turn, I think, 13. etc. These are all different forms of initiation. And one of the things I think in our culture that is part of the problem that we have, and in some ways it's because we are, whether we want to be or not, and some of us want it less than others, we are a country, we are a community in the United States of, well, we may not be a melting pot, may not actually melt altogether, but definitely we're a stew. There's lots of different ingredients in here. And so there's lots of different influences. And in some ways, these myths, these symbols, have lost their power in our culture now. We don't have, even though a lot of the politicians and even the religious leaders will argue that we are a Judeo-Christian country or we are a Christian country, there are multiple denominations, and each one has its own rites and ceremonies, etc., and they're different from each other, very different. We don't have the common mythology and the common ceremonies of initiation to move us forward in a way that is consistent the way it was in cultures that were more tribal or even smaller, or in cultures that were even up to the level of, shall we say, the ancient Greeks or the ancient Romans or the ancient Egyptians, etc. We don't have the same degree of cohesion. We don't have the ceremonies, the initiations, to go through those rites of passage. And so that seems to be one of the things that is creating problems in our culture. And the clashing of all cultures that is being created right now on the planet through the internet, through international travel, through Skype, voice over internet, phone calls, through being able to connect halfway around the world with someone essentially instantaneously. It's breaking down the individual cultures, which is creating a tremendous backlash of conservatism, especially religious conservatism, because the pressure, the feeling of change is there, but the desire is to keep things as they've always been. And that's not going to happen. And so another piece of this idea for me, the hero with a thousand faces, those of us who are walking this path, stepping toward our empowerment, part of what we're doing here is seeking to create a new mythology, to create the new terminologies and experiences of initiation and ceremony to some degree that can help us get through these rites of passage. But we're also seeking to literally create something new, create an enlightened planetary civilization, so to speak. Well, there hasn't been a planetary civilization before, let alone an enlightened one. Is it any wonder that we're having a little difficulty getting it done? No, perhaps not, because we are seeking to create something that has never existed before. And so I think it's a useful thing for us to, as they might say, give ourselves a break. We're a lot further along than in many ways we have any right to expect that we would be, because we are doing something that has never been done before. Breathe into that. And of course, you individually are doing something that you have never done before in this body with this conscious awareness. You've never walked through an ascension process. And we don't have the mystery school. Yes, they're out there. But I don't look out there and see a mystery school that actually is a straight line from the ancient mystery schools. I just don't see that. Maybe it exists and just hasn't come across my consciousness. But to me, these experiences, those places that say they're doing that or that they have come from that, ancient line, there's a degree to which they may be feeding us a line. And that's okay. This is not criticism of that, of anyone or group saying that kind of thing. But why do I bring that up? Well, because we don't have the continuity of these ceremonies, these initiations, etc. And so we are seeking to bring in something that will work now. Because what worked 1,000 years ago, or 2,000, or 5,000 years ago in one of these ancient cultures doesn't work today. Not because it was wrong or bad, not because it should work. It doesn't work because the world is different. How we communicate is different. And so we're seeking to create something new. And that's the hero's journey. To go off, to go through the initiation, and I will just say this, and then I'm going to stop and go to the channeling, and we'll return to this next week. At least that's the current plan. Is that the process of initiation is the process of having the old patterns essentially cut out of us. It's kind of like pruning a tree to get it to grow straighter or to get it to grow in the direction you desire it to grow in. That is the process of initiation. Whatever structure it might have, that is the goal. To come into new experience. And to bring that new experience back to the community, which is the return piece. And so we'll talk about this more hopefully next week. That's the plan. And and let's go in and do some channeling now. So, as always, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning to bring in our guests for today. Om Nyane, Om Nyane, Kanaya. Om Nyane, Anamaya. Hello, dear ones. This is the Archangel Michael come to be with you today. Welcome. And so, we would, since you are on the topic of initiations, we would simply offer you one here today. And not that it was gotten to yet in the discussion that went before our arrival. But one of the pieces, extending beyond that dictionary definition, it is not just about joining something. It is not just about receiving knowledge. Initiation in the way that we would speak of it, in the way that we would encourage you to think of it, and which will be discussed more when this topic returns in the program later. But initiation is about a change in your experience. And it is a shifting in you. Now, it is not that an initiation means that the transformation is complete. The initiation process is not just the initiation ceremony, so to speak, if there is an official ceremony. The initiation opens you to experience something that then you learn to generate from within. That is the process. You experience it, you receive it, so to speak, and then you learn to express it. But first, before you can learn to express it, you step in to self-generation of it. So, what is this initiation that we would do here with you today? It is an initiation of courage. Courage. Not that you do not already have courage. If you did not have courage, you would not be walking this path. Because it is a requirement to have courage that when you experience that separation, you do not just stay in that separation. Instead, you choose to move toward the transformation, the initiation, if you will, and thereby change your life. So, we are going to offer this initiation to expand your spiritual courage, that of moving toward the initiation, that of allowing the integration of that which is initiated in you, and then expanding the courage to express it. So, this will be going into the central channel of your energy field. This will be going into the vertebra of the spine. So allow yourself to simply focus on that aspect of your physical body while we send the energies. Each and every one of you for walking this path with me here today, but even more so for walking the path that you walk in your own life every day, because that is how we change things. It's not one of us doing it, it's all of us doing it. It's taking step after step after step on this path of the hero, awakening, choosing, expanding. So thank you. And thank you, Doug, for starting those chimes here whenever you're ready. And thank you to each of you for co-creating this with me here today and each week. I cannot do it without you. Please let me know what you think. Send me your feedback, what you like, what you didn't like, your questions, your topics. never know what's going to show up when, but I'm always happy to bring forward anything that you would offer when it is the right flow. So, much love, my friends. I'll be back same time, same place next week. At least that's the intention. And I hope that you have a marvelous time between now and when we next connect. Namaste.